All right, today we are doing a deep dive into some really fascinating material you sent over, all from research connected to the Golf Day Buddy app.
That's right.
And the focus is all about how top South African golfers build, this incredible mental strength.
Exactly. Our mission today is to unpack how these athletes train their minds to stay calm and sharp.
Especially with local challenges, right? The wind, the heat.
Precisely. We're talking about high altitude, intense competition. What's so fascinating here is how they turn that environmental pressure into a tool for resilience.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Mental resilience. I think most people hear that and just think it means bouncing back from a bad shot.
It's more than that. The source material shows it's much more strategic.
So it's not just recovery.
No, it's the ability to stay focused when things get tough. And they start by building a foundation that's, tied to their local environment.
How so?
Well, take Pretoria. The material mentions that many golfers there start with simple breathing exercises. But here's the thing, they're tailored for the high altitude.
Ah, so it's not just generic take a deep breath advice.
Not at all. This is about using your breath to feel grounded and sharp in that specific place. It helps stabilize everything, which is crucial later in a match.
So that raises a good question. Why does this help so much? The sources also talk about golfers in Cape Town taking these early morning walks.
Right, and that's about setting aside time to practice being calm.
Before you even need it.
Exactly. When you walk somewhere like Table Mountain, you connect with nature. That calming start helps you fight pressure later on. You're building a baseline of tranquility you can return to.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. How do they actually practice success in their minds?
Visualization.
The golfers in the Eastern Cape, right? They picture the perfect shot. But is this just wishful thinking?
It's highly technical, actually. They aren't just daydreaming about a great shot. They're rehearsing the feeling of it.
Feeling.
The feeling of the club hitting the ball perfectly. The weight shift. It's a mental rehearsal that helps your brain know what to do before your body even swings. It reduces worry.
And then there's the other side of it, managing distractions. The sources mention mindfulness on those hot fairways in Durban.
Yes, and that's about paying close attention to what's happening right now.
Not the last shot, not the final score.
Exactly. Instead of worrying about the past or the score, you focus on this moment. It's a powerful way to manage anxiety.
And this stuff actually works. It's not just, feel-good advice. The research you found really backs it up.
It does. The studies from the Garden Road area, for example, showed a clear link when golfers use these mental tricks.
They made fewer mistakes.
A lot fewer. The data is there.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture, what are the long-term benefits?
That's a great question. The long-term studies in Pretoria show a huge benefit. It helps pro golfers avoid getting burned out.
So they don't get tired of the game.
Right. This kind of training makes golf more fun, more sustainable. It helps you stay competitive for years and years.
So what does this all mean for us, for anyone listening, even if you never set foot on a golf course in KwaZulu-Natal?
Well, the big idea is that these simple tricks, taking a deep breath, picturing success, they help you bounce back from anything.
That mental strength is a huge benefit no matter what you do.
And the source material from the Golf Day Buddy app really drives home that this kind of tailored training is what leads to real success. It's not one size fits all.
So here's a final thought for you to take away. If practicing resilience helps these golfers handle strong wind and high-stakes pressure, how could learning to quickly reset your mind help you when you face a challenge in your own daily life?